Welcome to the Relentless View podcast. I'm your host, Perry Moffmer, and we are going to start today another three-part series. I kind of got a thing for three-part series. I just finished one, now I'm going to start another one. This one will be quite different. This one is titled, If This Is the End. And the title of this particular podcast is, The Point Was Never the Podcast. So, it's not an announcement. It's not a rebrand, and it's not a pivot or a content refresh. It's none of that. It's really a reckoning. And my definition of a reckoning is an unraveling that makes becoming possible. And so this is going to be a three-part reckoning because I owe this space and you more than a clever title or a repackaged format. And I've actually been circling this question for months. And the question is, should I continue to do this? And instead of making that decision in silence, I'm going to speak my way into it one episode at a time, because that is the very core of what I believe is we have to speak our way through things. We have to act into the way, we have to act our way into becoming. So there's three episodes coming up. This one is The Point Was Never the Podcast. And there'll be two more after this. And after that, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what surfaces and whether it's still worth holding on to. So this is part one. So let's get started. So there's a lie I've been close to telling. And it goes like this. Keep going. People are listening. It's working. But then I had to ask myself, what if that's not the point? What if the podcast working is irrelevant? What if motion, even forward motion, is the very thing keeping me from the truth? So I think it's easy to confuse momentum with meaning. And to let consistency become a crutch. And just to keep talking because there's a mic in front of me. And I kind of refuse to do that. So I'm going to put this podcast on trial, I guess. Not because it's broken, but because I'm committed to not letting it become hollow. That's what I don't want to happen. I don't want it to become hollow. So in order to go forwards, we've got to go back. So I actually didn't start this podcast to get attention. I didn't care about algorithms or value-driven content. I started because I needed somewhere to speak what I couldn't speak anywhere else. The podcast was never the point. It was a container. It was the ritual for what I was wrestling with. It was a place to bleed out questions, to think in real time, to confront myself in the presence of all of you. It's not about thought leadership. It's actually about thought friction. And when that friction starts to disappear, when it starts to feel easy, that's when I know I'm in trouble. So every time I sit here and Brett says, okay, we're good, start recording, I ask myself, is this still a mirror or is it becoming a mask? Because a mirror shows you what's real. It reflects your edges, shows you reality. A mask smooths those over, and it tells you the story you want to believe. The second this podcast becomes performance, it's over, because I have no interest in playing myself on a loop. And that's why we're here. In this three-part series, we're here to find out, is this still a mirror worth looking into? And if it isn't, am I willing to let it go? Now, back, you know, we're still going to look back a little bit, and I think that over the time I've been doing this, and I think this is going to be episode 79, I think. So over the last 78 episodes, there's been varying reasons for all of them. But I keep going back to the podcast wasn't the point. It was a way to connect. It was a way to share. It was a way to potentially, hopefully, provoke others as I was provoking myself in real time. So this isn't just about me trying to provoke other people. You're actually just hearing me being provoking myself and hoping it lands with somebody else out there at the same time. So this was never directed at anybody, at any of you. I'm not sitting here. This is not, you know, they say, and if you write, you know, autobiography, it's not a memoir from the mountaintop. I don't sit here telling you got all this shit figured out, because I don't. I'm actually talking about all this stuff because I'm trying to figure it out. You just get invited into that conversation I'm having. But I have to ask myself now, is it worth it? Is it worth the return on energy? Does it fit into the bigger ecosystem that I've built, that I am building and kind of evolving for myself? And again, we're looking back, we're in, you know, explore, experiment, evaluate, and edit, right? There's four E's now. But this is kind of the evaluation stage. And I just covered that in the last episode on evaluate. We're trying to do that without stories, without layering stories on top of it. This isn't about, is it good or is it bad? This is merely about, what purpose is it serving? What purpose is it serving for me and for everybody else that's involved? That's what I have to figure out. Because I'm not interested in sustaining something just because it exists. To me, that's one thing I have a hard time doing. I actually do have a hard time with consistency. I have a hard time doing stuff over and over and over again on a schedule. Because after a while, for me, it starts to feel performative. Now, I will tell you, I enjoy getting ready for these podcasts myself. I enjoy coming up with the idea. I enjoy doing the writing. I enjoy doing the thought around, how do we talk about this? How does it mean something to somebody other than just me? I enjoy all that. So it isn't performative from that standpoint, but it gets performative when it shows up on a calendar for me. And now, there's, again, I'm not labeling it. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, good, or bad. I'm just sharing what's boiling inside. Now, I'm absolutely not afraid to walk away, but I also don't want to end something that still has weight just because I'm either tired or afraid or bored. And I don't know if any of those things even apply. So I'm doing the only thing I know how to do. I'm just going to talk my way through it. So this series, the three episodes, are the experiment. They're the confrontation. They are the reckoning. And at the end of episode three, I'll decide. And I'll be honest about it. Because if we keep this thing going, it won't be out of obligation. It will be because I can't not do it. And that's what I want everything to be for me. And I hope for everybody else. I want things to become something you can't not do. Because then you don't need motivation. Right? We don't need to think about it. We don't need discipline and motivation because we can't not do it. And that's what I want all the stuff I do to be. Now, some of this stuff is in conflict with some of the stuff that I'm thinking, the podcast itself. Recently, so just to share, I looked at the numbers and I realized that downloads aren't the only thing. In fact, Brett tells me that's it's a very kind of superficial way to look at how well your podcast is doing, which I agree, I understand. But the recent, like the 30, 60, 90 day downloads are down. Now, one of the reasons they're down, and I don't know if you've noticed this, if you listen, is I no longer send out weekly emails telling you that the last episode has dropped. And that's on purpose. It's on purpose because I don't want to keep sending out stuff. I've got to the point where I don't want to just weigh down people's email inboxes with another reminder of something you need to listen to. I figure that if it's something of value, you'll put it on your calendar or whatever, and you'll do it. I don't want to keep waving the flag every week saying, hey, look over here. There's something you need to listen to. I don't know if you need to listen to it. You decide if you need to listen to it. If you do, you'll probably subscribe and you'll get an update from, you know, Spotify or Apple or whoever, but you're not going to get it from me anymore. I just don't have the intestinal fortitude to see those things every week. Because I got copied on them too, and I got tired of them. I figured if I'm tired of them, everybody else must be tired of them. Now, I don't care if everybody else sends them out. Again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying everybody should, that I'm making some judgment on good or bad. I'm saying I am determining for myself what I want to stand for, good, bad, or indifferent. And it's obviously not helping any issues. It's not helping downloads. It's not helping the thing become more popular. But again, that's my thought process right now. So it isn't, I don't know where it's going. I don't know if I'm unwilling to do those things, if I'm unwilling to be promotional, which I, you know, if you were around, we did a three-part series a while back about marketing and advertising, and self-promotion. But if I have no interest in or desire to self-promote, then what's it all, why would I do any of this? Because I said earlier, it's in conflict with some of the stuff and a couple of the things, I have a couple of different, you know, thought processes. One is I want to do deeper work with fewer people as I continue down this road, because it's in deeper work for me is more meaningful, transformative work with people and organizations that truly provide them the space and the opportunity to make the changes they want for the people they care about. And so in that mode, does this fit into that? You know, your all these things, you know, your values and your, all of the things that the stakes we put in the ground for ourselves, they don't really mean anything until they cost you something. And that goes for all of this stuff, a strategy, a plan, values, your culture, all of those things, right? They're not really working until they cost you something, until you're willing to say no to something. That's when you know you have them. That's when you know you actually have a stake in the ground. It's when you said no, when it did cost you something. So what is doing the podcast done to me? It has changed. It has changed what I do. Not because it gave me a voice. I already had one of those. But it also, I tell you what it did, it forced me to listen to it. And that was different. It forced me to face what I believed and also what I was avoiding. And there is something brutal about speaking into the void. You don't get, there's no feedback. You don't get nods or applause or approval. You don't get people nodding their heads. Like if I'm with a group of 20 people and we're talking, I can tell they're engaged. I can tell it's landing. I can tell when it's not. I can't tell that here, right? And we can tell after the fact, we can tell in how many people listen to it, but now it's just silence. And the silence is really honest and unflinching, right? It's just data. It doesn't tell you what you want to hear. It reveals whether you mean what you say. And I will say from that respect, personally, in my efforts over the last, I'll say, year as I do this podcast, it's been very helpful for me to further clarify for myself what I think, because I'm a paper person. Like I know lots of people use, you know, screens. But I have to look at paper. So I make my notes and then I print them off and I have them in front of me here. And I will tell you that it's quite a clarifying process, because oftentimes we think things and we think we believe things. And then when you actually write them down and start to talk about them, it becomes something different. So I have learned a tremendous amount about my own thought process and what I believed and the rhythm of what I believe people need to hear. And the whole E4 process, the E4, the rhythm, it's not a process or a framework, that in and of itself, those things would never have happened without this podcast. There are evolutions in my, and for me personally, that probably never would have happened had I not been doing this podcast. So there have been many things that have spun out of this for me. One being just a clarification of my own thinking, which is something we all need. Because it helped me decide. And decide, by the way, root word, the side is to kill off, right? So really when we decide something, we're killing off options. You know, like homicide, patricide, genocide. It's to kill off, right? So when we decide something, we're killing something off. We're cutting something off. So it really has been helpful for that. But I want to be clear about this. This was never for a wide audience. See, these are the things I had to think about. The relentless view, the very name. Now, for years, it was for a year and a half, potential leader lab, right? And again, I could go into a whole podcast about how that came out and why I listened to other people and why I did not follow my instincts on what I believed I wanted to do and represent. But it's always been the relentless few. It's been the relentless few for, in my head, for, I don't know, probably 8 years. Like, I came up with that 8 years ago, and it's just now seeing the light of day in any meaningful way. So it was never, this is never about reach. It's always been for the few, the ones who choose the harder path, who'd rather be confronted than comforted. And if you're still here, if you're still listening, that's you, I guess. And this series isn't just my reckoning, it's yours too, because I'm not the only one who needs to ask, what have I built that no longer serves me? This is not just a question for me about this podcast. My hope is that it's a question that lands for everybody in some way, shape, or form about something that you're experiencing right now. So here's where we are. Part one of three. It's not a farewell, but it's not a guarantee either. So it's just the first step into whatever's next, whether that's renewal or release. The next episode, we go deeper. We sit in the space between answers. We name that tension. Don't flinch. And until that time, carry this with you. The podcast was never the point. It was the part of you it provoked. And actually, it was the provocation both of you and me. And if that still matters, if that provocation in some way, shape, or form still matters, I'll see you in part two. And I'm going to ask you this. If you have thoughts, feelings, opinions, snide remarks, whatever you want to throw at me, you can email me at perry@therelentlessfew.com. perry@therelentlessfew.com. I welcome all your thoughts on this matter now and over the next two episodes. So I'd love to hear if you have something to say. Until then, stay relentless, and I'll talk to you soon.